Hello there. Our story today is about a runaway.
Can we go on with our story, Grandpa?
Yes, please, Grandpa.
Well, Jimmy and Sandy, as you might have guessed, after Jacob lied to his father and tricked him and Esau out of Esau's blessing, everything changed. Esau was so angry he wanted to kill Jacob. His mother was worried about it all and had a solution.
Listen, Jacob, your brother plans to kill you, so now do what I tell you. Leave and go quickly to my brother Laban in Haran. Stay and live with him until your brother's anger leaves.
I never thought I'd have to run away like this. I hope Esau doesn't see me with his sharp eyes. He can see for miles, and that bow and arrow of his never misses. I've got to rest sometime, and it's getting dark. I'll sit down on this stone here, because I'm getting tired and hungry. The Lord God will take care of me.
He was thinking of his father Isaac's advice to him just before he left when he blessed him. Because he was very tired, he stretched out and, laying his head on a rock for a pillow, went to sleep. As he slept, Jacob dreamed that he saw a beautiful stairway set upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. Angels were going up and down it, and the Lord spoke from the top of it.
Behold, I am Lord God of Abraham and of Isaac. To your children I'm going to give the land where you are sleeping. You shall have many children and grandchildren, and in them shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
What does all of that mean, Grandpa?
Well, we know now that God was promising that Jesus would be born much later from the line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus was in God's plan way back at the beginning. Those who have taken Jesus into their hearts will be blessed of God, just like Abraham and Isaac were blessed.
You know, Grandpa, I'm sure glad I took Jesus into my heart.
Me too.
Do you have God's gift of everlasting life? You receive it when Jesus comes into your heart. If you want this new life, will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, come into my heart and make it clean and new. I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Thank you for forgiveness and your gift of life everlasting. Amen.